That's all right.
Cherish what you have. When the clock strikes 12, hold your glasses high. Make a wish and blow it to the sky. It's gonna be the best year of your life.
All I gotta say is, have you ever loved someone so much you thought you'd have given so much of yourself? It seems the only way. Tell me what you want and I will give it to you. Cause you sing my love. Do you ever dream of candy coated raindrops? Hi, angels. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Oh my God. Happy Wednesday, angels. Thank you. I'm so happy that you came back. Okay. Happy Wednesday, and welcome back to Talks with Ty, the podcast. It's me, your girl, Ty. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy that you're here, and I'm happy that we're here together. How about that? How about that? Because a lot of people ain't make it through today, but we did, and we here, and we alive, and we well. Put some ones in the chat. Let me know you in the room tonight. You know we about to get into what we came to do. How about that? All right, today is Wednesday, January the 24th of 2024. And I'm happy to be here. All right. Let's get into today. Let me tell y'all what happened to me today. Hold on. Before we start the show, I got to tell y'all what happened with me today. Okay. Before we start the show. Hey, Day. Hey, Missus. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Listen, but before we start the show, y'all, let me tell y'all what happened to me today. The lady at my job, she tried it on my time. I'm telling y'all. Do you know she owed me. I was looking at my leave because my homegirl D, her birthday's coming up. Then my son, I'm going to see him in March for his spring break. And you know, I just got stuff coming up, right? I'm going to be out of town. Your girl, listen, I'm moving and grooving this year all year. Okay, I'm doing some stuff all year. You tell me come, I'm trying to come. Okay, so I'm going to Florida in a couple weeks. So I'm like, do I want to take this day off? Or I think I'm just come in and dip out. So I'm trying to finesse my leave. I look down at my pay. I ain't got no leave. I got to go down to the lady to do the time. She done got my leave all jacked up. She has to give me, she owes me. Y'all guess how many hours of leave she took for me that I didn't take? 46 hours of leave she owes me. Lady, who you playing with? If
you don't be playing with no motherfucking body leave like that, woman. You're so mad. Run me that. I need all of that.
I need you to run me my just do. Fix it. Fix it now. So by the time I get paid, by the time I go out of town, my leave should reflect what it needs to reflect. I'm like, now I've been working here for a couple months. I ain't never got no leave. Lady, what the hell? You better run me my leave. That's my money. Don't be messing with my money. You know what I'm saying? Run me my leave. I need all of that. Cause listen, I'm in your hood doing no good all year long. All right? Wherever your hood at, tell me where your hood at. I'm coming. Me and the gang. We coming. Okay, without further ado, let's do what we came here to do and cue the intro. All right, you already know what time it is, okay? You already know what time it is. It's time to grab your glass, okay, of wine, water, coffee, tea, whatever it is that you like, a little liqueur. Grab your glass and sit your
ass
right on down. All right. And let's get into what we came to do. Hold on, y'all. Let me make sure I got this right. Because, you know, look, I don't even have the daggone thing. Hold up. Let me fix it. This is what happens when you live and you just. And the crazy thing is I had time. Okay. I had time to get all this together. Hold on so we can get it. All right. So before we get into the show, y'all already know I like to do this little segment in my show called Ty's Jewel of the Day. And that's where I go and we're going to plant this seed. This seed is for you to harvest. If it speaks to you, do what needs to be done. Get the water in it, all right? If it doesn't speak to you, go ahead and pass it to a friend. Share it with somebody. How about that? How about that? How about that? Okay? Without further ado, it's time for Ty's Jewel of the Day. Let go. Ty's Jewel of the Day. Trust. Ooh, that's a big spell mistake, but that's all right. Trust that you are constantly evolving and moving forward. Be open to receiving the beautiful blessings making their way to you. Your possibilities are playing out, and it will be your turn to celebrate soon. Momentum will materialize. Things are always, and I mean always, working in your favor. No matter what, keep growing through. Love, Ty. Okay, that's Ty's Jewel of the Day. I hope you like it. I hope it helped you out a little bit. You know, I hope it's gonna do something for you. All right. So let's get into tonight's show. Let's do what we came here to do. The reason for that jewel, right, is because the past 48 hours, right, and I don't know what's come over me. Y'all know I keep it real. Now, listen, on this show, if you're new here, welcome home, Angel, all right? Go ahead, do me a favor. Go ahead and hit the follow wherever you're watching me at. If there's a follow button, I need you to hit that. If there's a bell, I need you to hit that. And if there's a subscribe button, I need you to hit that too. It's all free, right? And then I need you to share me. If you like this show, go ahead and put it in a text. Copy the link, share it with a friend, because we need people in the room. Now, tonight, the reason for Ty's Jewel of the Day is because the past 48 hours, I've been going through some things. And this is normal. Y'all ain't about to beat me up, because on this show, I only could talk about me, right, in hopes that me will help somebody else. I've been feeling a little defeated, right? And so that's what that jewel was about, because I think sometimes we're so focused, right? And then if we feel like we're not where we should be, it can be discouraging. When we look up, we might have our pedal to the floor so hard, we push it, push it, push it. And then when we look up, if we feel like we're not making any progress, or we feel like we're not seeing the progress that we feel like we want to see at that time, we feel like we've made no progress. I'm here to tell you that's not true. I can almost guarantee you that if you set out to do something and you set your daily goals, your weekly goals, your monthly goals, if you continue to check off the list, check off the list, check off the list, by the time you look up, you may not be where you want to be, but I promise you, you're not in the same space. And I have to often tell myself that progress is progress. No matter how little, no matter how big, I'm not in the same space where I was before, right? A huge thing that I want to do this year is get this particular platform monetized. Like, I want to reach the necessary subscribers that I want to reach. Like, I want monetization for this channel, right? That's a goal for me by the end of the year. And I believe that I'm going to reach it, right? I believe that. But I understand the amount of work that it takes. Now I do. Because now I'm doing the work. I wasn't this consistent with my platform last year. You know what I'm saying? And it was a goal of mine that I wanted to do, but somewhere life started life and then things got in the way. Right? And so I asked God to, hey, I had some things that I wanted to accomplish. So I had this conversation with God and I said, God, you know, I want to do A, B, C, or D. These are the matters of my heart, right? And this is what, these are some things that I want to do. This is some things that I want to see happen for me this year. Let's talk about it. Let's get into the convo real quick. Am I prepared for what I asked for? It's one of them type of nights. So, like I said, and I'm only talking about me, right? I didn't do like a vision board or nothing like that, but I just had yearly goals as I do every year. What's up, baby? How you doing? I had yearly goals. Hey. I had yearly goals as I always do. And one of those goals were to reach monetization and just further grow this particular platform. Monetization on all social media or as many social media platforms I can, and just to grow my brand, to grow the Talks with Ty brand, to at least work towards accomplishing some things that I want to see for Talks with Ty. And so I asked God for that. That was one of the few things that I wanted to see happen for me this year. Not realizing what if I was prepared for it. So I think that tonight's topic is, am I prepared for what I asked for? And the reason why I want to talk about this is because, like I said, the past 48 hours, I was feeling defeated. Because in my little mind, right, I expect for this to happen in 2-3 weeks. I go 2 weeks being consistent and I expect to just go viral or have a moment where everybody that knows me is going to follow me just like out of the blue. Like, I expected for years of work or months of work or whatever that God needed me to do, the work, to just happen for me in 2 weeks. When the truth is, I haven't done enough. I haven't been consistent enough. You cannot put something into the atmosphere and think that you don't have to do the work to achieve it. Let me just say that. The universe is always working for you. And yes, God does answer prayers, but there's a level of work that comes with that. So today, right, I was sitting mapping out my content for next week because I'm on this consistent journey, not just in creating content, but in a lot of things in my life, working out, just doing a lot. I'm doing a lot, right? Some things that I said I want to do because I really want to see something different happen in my life. And when you want to see something different happen, you got to know, you got to understand that you have to do something different and that this comes with a level of work. It just doesn't fall out the sky. Not only does it come with the level of work, but I had to ask myself, because I was in that period of beating myself up because I felt like I'm not where I want to be. We ain't even at the end of January. Like, God really had to get me together, like Takia. First of all, you're not even at the end of January. You're still very much in the first month of the year. You have to put in the work. And if I gave it to you, if I gave it to you right now, are you ready for it? I'm sitting in the bed, y'all, in my prayers, talking to God like I always do, crying. I feel like I ain't where I need to be, where I want to be, this, this, then the third. Not realizing how blessed I am in building this. Because like I told y'all the other day, right, like this is my therapy. If I could get up and go to work every day, then I could get up and do this on the schedule that's been placed in my heart for me to do it without missing. I could get up every day and work out. If I could do these things for somebody else, I should be able to do what I need to do for me. You want to know why you may not be where you want to be in something that you're trying to do? Are you putting in the work? Is the consistency there? And are you ready for it? So here I am last night in my bed, day two of being in my little
pissy pot. That's what I call it when I get like that, y'all. Be in my pissy pot, okay? My little pity patter.
Tripping, right? And I'm saying to myself, it's not happening, and I don't see any change, and nobody's coming in the room, and right? When God already told me, he already prepared me, I don't care if anybody's up there. I need the message to get out. I don't care if you have nobody. You got to do this. So I already knew that there would be a level of work that would have to be done this year for me to be successful. But it was crazy last night because as I'm sitting there, And I'm in my moment. You know, I'm in my groove. That's what I call it. We me and God, you know, we be talking. I'm in my groove with the OG. And he said, if I gave it to you tomorrow, would you be ready for it? If I gave it to you, would you be ready? And I just sat in my pity like, dang, you really be getting me together. Like, it don't take long, baby, for God to get me together, okay? You're asking me to do this. I've already revealed to you what you got to do, how you got to show up. And you want to get mad at me because I'm not doing it in your timing? Well, let me ask you this. If I gave it to you tomorrow, what you going to do with it? Y'all, I ain't have an answer. Because I don't know. It would happen so fast, I don't know if I would be prepared enough to be able to handle the demand that would come with it. You feel me? Sometimes we ask God for things and we're not prepared for what we ask for. It's nothing wrong with having the intention to want it. And you know why you want it. And you believe that you deserve it. But if he gave it to you right now, are you ready? There is a level of work and growth that happens in the waiting period that is necessary for you to be successful at what you ask for. And I think I know that I forgot that. There's something beautiful about the growth process. You live and you learn, you make the mistakes, but you appreciate it different. You have the level of knowledge that's needed in order for you to be successful when you get what you ask for. You can ask me for something. I always say, I just want to walk outside one day and find a bag with $1 million in it. It ain't even got to be $1 million. You can give me a cold 10 racks, right? You can give me a cold 10 racks. I just see a book bag. I go to pick it up. It's $10,000 in there. I'm like, hell yeah, right? But the truth is, if I would find such a blessing like that, y'all, it would take me a minute to even figure out what to do with it because I got so much going on. What do I want to do with it? It's a lot that I could do with it, but like, I want to make sure I use this blessing because that's exactly what it would be, the right way. I need to figure out how to make this $10,000 work for me in such a way that it puts me up. Yeah, I could go shopping. I could go buy a bag. I could take a trip, right? But then I got to come back to the reality of everything that's happening. So how can I make this work for me? And I think that that's the part that we sometimes forget because so much is going on and we just want what we want when we want it. And that's human nature. It's okay. I'm not wrong for feeling what I felt. Right? It's just that I'm grateful that I'm wise enough to have the knowledge to know, let me take a step back. Because the truth of the matter is, what would I do? Am I truly ready? Would I be ready to go and turn in my 2 weeks at my job? But I'd be ready to just quit it and do this full time and take the risk? Or do I think I can manage both if this is, because this is ultimately what I want to do full time. So to ask God to make it happen right now, I want it to happen right now. I want to do this full time. This is my, you know, one of my main streams of income because it's not my only, praise God, but it'll be one of my main streams of income and I can let the job go. But am I ready to do that? I got kids I'm attached to. I'm doing work over there. We gotta understand that everything, we gotta respect the process, but we have to want the process as much as we want the result. So I'm just grateful that I'm knowledgeable enough today to understand that I gotta take a step back and I need to see this process through. I need to see this process through because somebody's watching me and they're gonna ask me how I did it. Somebody's watching me and they're going to want to know, how did you do this? YouTube under the 1,000 subscribe, under the 500 subscriber mark has changed my life. This process has taught me so much patience, right? It's taught me how to be consistent in a different area in my life, but it's therapeutic. This content creating journey, this podcasting journey, because I'm not just on YouTube, I'm also on audio. You could stream my podcast anywhere, audio podcast, Spotify, Google, iTunes. I'm on all that. This podcast right here is on all that. Right? Had I not done the work, had God given me what I wanted 3 years ago when I first started doing this, I would have missed the opportunity to even figure that out. Because let's be clear, that's an income too. That's a stream of income as well. But all when I look back and I think about all the things that I've learned during this process, I'm grateful for the process. The process is the dream. Everybody want to get with the boss. Everybody want to hang out with the boss because the boss is who you see winning, living a certain way, moving and grooving. Everybody want to be with the boss. Very few people want to get down with the worker because every boss at some point was working. They were grinding. They were putting in a level of work to get them to that result. See, not only do I not want what I want, I want the result and I want the process, but I want the process so much now. And just that quick, my prayer changed. God, I want the process. Give me the process. Because I don't want to
fuck up when I get what you got for me. I don't want to mess that up.
I don't want to fumble it. I want to be ready for it when you give it to me. So if I skip the process, I might not be ready. I might mess that up. I work too hard. I'm too old. I'm not doing it. Listen, I don't have that. Let's just get it right the first time. I'm at that season in my life. I don't need 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times to get something right. I don't need that. Let me get it right the first time. But what I'm learning is that there's a level of growth and there's a process. When I was younger, I wanted to go from A to Z, to hell with the letters in between. Point A to point B, let's get it done. We ain't got a process. Who know how to do what, pay them. We ain't got to learn it. Let's go. Just not understanding the process and the level of knowledge that's in the process. And let's just say they do it one time and I need it done again and they not able to do it. Now I know how to do all this. I'm not in no 5-figure studio. I'm the light woman. I'm the editor. I'm the camera lady. I'm the sound girl. You know,
y'all hoes better tighten up.
I'm all that. I'm the audio visual. I done taught myself how to do all that. You know, I'm all of that. It's the process. Develop me in the process. Telling y'all, it hit different today. Develop me in the process. And it's not that I don't want the ending. You could bring the ending, but only bring it when I'm ready. Because I don't want to mess it up. See, these are the last for me. Everything I do now is it. These are the its. You feel me? I don't want to, let's test this out. No, this is the it. This is the it. I want to win now. I don't want to win later. But I don't want to miss my level of knowledge and my process either. See, some years ago, I just wanted to win. I didn't care who neck, who head I stepped on. You know what I'm saying? None of it mattered. I just wanted to win. Yes, I was a 1-to-100. Easy. Easy peasy. I want it now. It's my money and I want it now. Ain't that what they say? It's my money and I want it now. I wanted it now, like right now. I ain't trying to wait. Let me get that. Missing the entire process. And then I'm back at square one. I don't want to be a square one. I want to grow and keep growing and keep growing and keep growing and keep learning and keep growing. But now in this stage of growth, I want to be able to pour into, teach, pick you up, need you, carry you along, drop you off, help you out, all while I'm in my process, reaching every destination that I want to reach. We got to be prepared for what we ask for. You can't ask God to change something and you're not ready for the change. You can't ask God to get you to point B and you haven't done the work from A. And then another thing that I'm learning is sometimes we'll ask God, well why are we going through this? Or why we didn't get that? Or we want this, we want that. It's not that we always waiting on God. Sometimes God be waiting on us. Because see, what's for you is for you. Straight up. Whatever is for you is for you. Sometimes it be sitting right there waiting on you to get it. God's not a man and he should lie. The promise is, it is what it is. It's there for you. But are you going to get up and go get it? Like, you want God to bring it to you? You don't want to do no work to go get it? Sometimes you got to get up to go get it. Get up. Move. Go get it. Go after it. Take one step. Just take one step. Say you take one step, you take one step, God will take two. Take one step, hell, he might take 20. But we don't even take the one step sometimes. We be walking around waiting for something to hit us in the face when we ain't done the necessary work to be able to receive what he got. That's why we never get it. You got to do the work. And I don't know what the work is for you. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the thing is that you want. I'm just talking about me because this is something that's on my goal list. Like, losing weight is something that's on my goal list. Not really losing weight, but just being a healthier version of myself is something that's on my goal list, right? But I understand there are certain things. Like, y'all, I am a foodie. I like to eat. And I don't want to eat no grass all the time. But I understand that if I want to reach my goals, I have to do something different. There's a level of work that comes with my goals. If I can get up, and this is what I told myself when I was talking, like, girl, if you could do 14 years in the Navy, 2 years of high school, if you could get up and do all of this to achieve other things, this is something that you want. You can get up and do this for yourself consistently every day. You show up for you. And so I was exhausted today. I didn't want to do it today, but I looked at my goals and the promises that I made myself. If I ain't got nothing going on, why can't I do it today? Why can't I show up for my brand? Why can't I show up for me if I'm trying to reach that goal? I ain't worked out in 2 days. No, one day. I ain't worked out today. I felt it. You know, my body was ready to do something that isn't got used to doing. But I overslept, so I'm a little tired. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I kind of beat myself up today because I'm like, I feel my body like, hey, what's going on? We was getting used to moving. So tomorrow, I'm back. You know, like, that's that consistency that I need. Like, my body's telling me, do this. Just like my spirit told me today, get down here, do this. Somebody's waiting on you. All it takes is one. You have to do the work. It's not going to come to us at all productive. Listen, it's not. That's one thing I'm learning. I used to think that if you pray and wait, you'll get it. You know what I'm saying? I used to think, okay, pray and wait and I'll get it, right? Because that's what you think. When you read the word, say, you know, pray, ask God, and he'll give you the desire. You know, the matters of your heart, right? No. Faith without work is dead. Do the work. And the work can sometimes be difficult. It could be uncomfortable. It could be hard. It's going to be challenging. It could be testing. But if that thing that you ask for is something that you want and you know that it's yours, go take it. Go get it. anything that's for, I'm coming for all of mine this year. If it's mine, I'm coming to get it. If it's mine, I'm coming to get it. I need all, give me my gots. I need all of them. Give me my gots. Thank you. I need them all. That's just where I'm at. And now I'm learning. I'm in that state like I'm learning that there's a process to this. A couple weeks ago, I did the episode on the cheerleading coach that went viral. You know what I'm saying? I was like, it was a time where I used to look at her and be like, dang, man, my girls, why we can't be like that? You ask God for some things, he give it to you too fast, you fumble. I don't want that. I don't want no pasta that. I want to be ready for all. Give me all my gots and the time that I'm supposed to have it, the way that I'm supposed to have it so that I can keep it. I want to keep all my gots. And then I kind of want to work. There's a level of pride and integrity that comes when you work for it. Can't nobody play with you when you work for it. There's a level of knowledge that you gain when you work for whatever your goal is. Because you know you deserve it. Can't nobody come take it from you. Ain't nobody just hand it to you. Here, this yours. You in the right place at the right time so you get to get it. Nah. They can't come play with you when you did the work for it. When you didn't put in that work for it. You didn't got your nails dirty. You didn't dug your toes into the cement and grind like you supposed to for. Can't nobody come take that from you. You know what I'm saying? You work for it. Ain't nobody give me nothing. I worked for it. And that's the way I want it. That's the way I want it. I always want to work for it. Because when I get to where I got to go, I love you too, baby. Thank you for being here. Thank you for talking with me. When I work for it, right? Once I get it, it's mine. You'll have to kill me to take what's mine. You can't ever think for one second something that I grinded for, that I worked for, that you could come up here and say, let me get that up off you. You're going to have to take it. Straight like that. Anything I work hard for, I grind, I went through, I sacrificed for it. And nobody come hand me talks with Ty. I worked for it. I grinded. I ain't paid for it. I worked for it. I got it out the mud. That's how it's got to be. Use your opportunities around you to make you better, to change you, to grow you. God gives us enough. Work for the rest. He gives us enough. What's for me is for me. But some things that are for me aren't just going to fall in my lap. I got to go get them. And I think that as I grow, I'm learning just that. So I challenge you to not be discouraged, to not confuse you not being where you want to be as you not progressing. Play your tape back. Progression is progression. Forward movement is just that. If you are not stagnant in the same place that you were in 2023, if you made this much progress, it's progress. The difference between this much progress and this much progress is what you do. You're going to keep going. You're going to keep growing through. You're going to keep working. You're going to keep showing up. You gonna keep grinding? Yeah, I need all that. Give me my got. I need all of the gots that you got to give. I challenge you all to not just ask the universe for what you want. I challenge you not to just ask God for what you want. But when you pray that prayer, when you ask the universe, when you put these manifestations out there, that you ask for the preparation to not mishandle it, for the knowledge, wisdom, understanding to keep it with integrity. That matters. If God gave me everything that I asked for tomorrow, some things I would fumble. That's loud. But if God gave me everything that I asked for tomorrow, some things I would fumble. It's facts. Why is this buzzing? This is dry. Y'all, this is going to drive me crazy. Y'all don't hear that buzzing? Oh, my God. That sounds terrible. I'm happy I'm about to end the show. But, yes, that's what I wanted to put out there for you. Get up.
Get your ass up and do the work.
Get up. Stop waiting for somebody to come give you something, to come do something for you. Get up. Get up. Do the work. Push through. Keep showing up for yourself. You are worth it. You are worth it. Your purpose is worth it. Go get it. Go get what's out there for you. Because I'm telling you, we in 2024. Ain't nobody finna give it to you. Right? Ain't nobody finna give it to you. How do you order from me? So I have some stuff coming. You know what? See, now you see how God works. Oh, man. Okay. So, I don't know if you follow me on Instagram. Okay? I need you to DM me on Instagram because I'm currently in the process of setting up my website, doing all that, put my shirts in the mugs. Because y'all know I got my printing business. So, I have some things coming this weekend. So, all of this is I'm in the process of doing all of this. Okay, I'm so sorry. So just DM me, send me a DM on at talkswithty_. I'm going to insert it right here so you could screenshot it or, you know, take a picture of it if you watch me on your TV. Hold on. This is my Instagram at talkswithty_. DM me here. Okay, I'm going to respond. I respond immediately, child. I ain't got that much going on. Okay. And then we could go from there. I could take it, send it to you, whatever it is that you want, a shirt, a mug, or all that. So I'm in the process, you know, with my business partner. We're working some things out, LLC, getting everything set up properly, okay, as far as my printing business is going. But I do these, you know, my talks with Ty stuff through my printing business. So DM me, let me know what you want, and guess what? I'm going to gift it to you. You ain't even got to worry about it. Just DM me. I'll get your information and we'll go from there. Just for rocking with me. Because you always in here and I appreciate you. So, yeah. But look, y'all. Get up and do the work, man. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Okay? I'm so happy that y'all came back. I'm so happy that you're here. Go ahead and hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell. Like, share me. Don't be stingy now. Share me with somebody. Okay? Share me with somebody. All right? Share. Sharing is caring in 2024. But no, for real, y'all. I really want to see us reach our goals, do everything that we're supposed to be doing, because I'm working on a lot of things to better myself, not just for me, but for my purpose. Because we all have one. All right? We all got a purpose. And it makes things easier when we tap into exactly what that is. Don't forget to be a blessing to somebody, all right? Don't forget to smile. Don't forget to love on the people around you, because life is not promised, all right? It's not. Thank you guys so much for rocking with me. This has been another episode of Wisdom Wednesdays, all right? With your girl, Talks with Ty. Now, let me tell you, we're going to go back through this one more again, okay? If you are not following me on Instagram, head on over to Instagram. Follow us on Instagram at talkswithty_, all right? I am on YouTube. At Talks with Ty, go ahead over there and hit that subscribe button. If you're not, I don't care if you watch me on Facebook, still go over to YouTube, hit the subscribe button. You need to go over to YouTube and watch me there so we can get these watch hours up. How about that? Make sure you share this video, all right? We are also on TikTok at Talks with Ty the Podcast. Okay? I think I touched everything. Just make sure, man, like when you asking God for whatever you asking him for, make sure you asking him to prepare you for it. So that you can be prepared for what it is that you need, for what it is that you want, for that goal, so you don't fumble it. You don't want to fumble it, baby. It's a whole lot of people fumbling, a whole lot of goals this year. We watching them left and right fall out the sky. They losing it. When I get mine, I need that. I need to keep my guts. Shit, I work too hard for them. You feel me? Thank y'all so much for rocking with me. I appreciate y'all. Shout out to everybody that watches this little playback. Like, share, comment. I love y'all. I will see you guys Sunday. All right. We go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I give y'all 4 days a week. All right. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm off. Unless something happens. That's why it's important to turn your notifications on. So make sure you hit the notification bell on Instagram, on Facebook, and on YouTube. So you know every time I go live, you don't miss an episode. Listen, I will see you guys next week. I appreciate you. It feels good to be appreciated. I love y'all. Talks with Tata Podcast out. Bye!
Human beings have one job. Self-care. Take care of yourself. So that when the people you love fall, your arms will be strong.
I can't save nobody. I put my cape down, sorry. I'm gonna need some boundaries. Cause I'm keeping my peace. I can't save nobody. I put my cape down, sorry. I'm gonna need some boundaries.